Composure makes a married man, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Well, there is definitely some psychotic women TV this week.
Yes.
We saw two of them last night on The Real Housewives.
We sure did. Whoa.
Of Jersey.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Uh-huh. But of course, everyone, Tracy, is talking about the hottest Bachelor season. It is back.
Yes, it is.
Do you think now Peter is a hot looking man?
So, at times I do. Mm-hmm. At times. I don't think he looks hot all the time, but I think it's really sexy that he's a pilot.
He is a pilot.
Yeah.
Mr. Peter Weber.
Yes.
Of course, he was on the one with Hannah.
Yeah.
She did not pick him, and mm-hmm. so now he's on himself.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's really nice to see that.
Yeah.
This sucker was 3 hours to watch.
It's 3 hours.
They need to...
I know.
Let's get this together.
3 hours every week?
Cut, cut, cut.
Girl. Jeez.
I think hopefully it's just 3 hours because it was, you know, the season like premiered it.
Right. Maybe I think it's 2 hours though, yeah. regularly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll typically, see. Yeah. It's 2 hours.
Okay.
But let's get to the first of it,
yes,
man.
Let's do it.
The ladies. Who were you most, you know, excited and kind of left an impression
yeah.
on you when they were coming out of the limo?
So I really liked the lawyer. I think it was Kelly.
Oh, the chick he's met before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm confused about that, and we'll get into that, because I don't understand how they met before, and then she's on the show. Because wouldn't you know you're
she was
picked
out,
on the show?
She was out, I think it was her girlfriend's, like,
yeah.
it was like a bridal party, mm-hmm. and then he was out there for his class reunion, and that's how
right.
they met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, did she already know that she was going to be on the show? Like, picked on the show?
She did.
Oh, okay.
Not at that time when they met, but
okay.
That's why she was like,
well, wow.
I didn't at first want to be here.
Yeah.
But then I decided to be here. It's weird, though. I want to find out why they did not connect, because he was like,
yes.
how are you still available?
Yeah. Well, I didn't like a lot of the girls who did a lot of the crazy stuff, to be honest. Like the girl that put herself in the suitcase.
See, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, it makes for a great show, but I just, a lot of stuff, I was like, you guys, this is really bizarre, but yeah, I liked Kelly. She's a lawyer. She came in like really traditional and hot, you know. I think they've got great chemistry.
Yeah,
what
I
did
think
you
they,
think?
I think they, I have, well, they have a past, so obviously they have some chemistry.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I believe that he will be with her in the end, though, because I'm like, well, if you guys wanted to be together, you guys would have been together.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. But
yeah.
The women that impressed me, because
yeah.
I like the crazy ones.
Yeah.
I love the chick that was stuck in the luggage,
yeah.
and she's, you know, she's like hitting it. She's like, get me out,
I know.
Peter, get me
oh,
out.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, that was funny.
Yeah.
I like the girl who decided to bring that pussycat picture.
Yeah, you did.
Because I
like
still
that.
Thought that was hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
She's like, ooh, would you like to check out my hairless pussy?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And that was pretty funny to me.
Yeah.
The blindfold chick, now she had some kahanas.
She really did.
She made out with him before even talking to him.
That was crazy to me.
Yeah.
I thought that was super
memorable.
Crazy. Yes.
Memorable.
Very.
The one girl, though, that I really can't stand because no one can understand what she's saying, which there is a spoiler that she happens to go on one of the hometown dates.
Oh.
It's the girl that tried to do this, like, I got a really dry sense of humor. And then she kind of freezes up.
Yeah.
And then you can't understand her for the rest of the show.
Yeah. He went on a date with her, didn't he? Or had a one-on-one or something with her. Yeah. Like, she says, again, remember, I have a dry sense of humor. That's right. With the
yeah.
dark hair. Yeah.
Yeah, she got dark hair.
What about the flight attendant? Okay, how many flight attendants were there?
There was, like, five.
And then what about the one who had, like, the loudspeaker, you know, and she was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she thought she was
down.
Creative.
She did, but mm-hmm. I think he found her more annoying, right?
Well, he might have, but I think he's probably like, okay, here's another
well,
one.
Well, he already knows. Yeah, he already knows.
Of course, the biggest person that walked out of that limo, here
yeah.
you go.
When I heard that you're going to be the Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
I have mixed emotions, but when I stood where you are, you wanted to find your co-pilot.
Oh,
you
God.
Gave me something.
I'm going to throw
oh.
up.
Yeah.
And I want you to find that person. And so I brought these back for you.
Hmm. What was that?
Whatever, girl.
She brought back his cojones.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm still not a Hannah fan. And I know
no.
there were a lot of people out there who ended up watching last season. And she ended up really impressing a lot of people. But... she does not impress me.
I can't listen to her. I can't. Yeah. She's just one of those people I can't stand listening to.
Yeah.
I really do believe, though, that that's why a lot of people watched, of course, the premiere was up 20% than it was last year, mm-hmm. is because, of course, everyone wants to know if she's really going to be a part of the show. I think it's crazy that they brought her back.
I do, too.
I'm like, okay, maybe there's no storyline with this guy, Peter, and they got to, like, make it juicy because last season, The Bachelor was a virgin.
Right.
So we've got to stir this up somehow.
I don't think it's fair. I mean, and she kept appearing in the episode, and it's like, you know, they obviously have a history. We know about the windmill. I mean, I didn't even watch last season, and I know about this windmill. I mean, I just don't think, like, you have somebody right in front of you that you slept with, that, you know, you've done all these things with, and then they're back. How do you look at the other people and even consider them? You know, because feelings probably come back once he sees
her. I'm sure the feelings are still there. You know, because he even, you know, is obviously very excited to see her.
Yes.
You can see the smile a mile ahead.
Yeah.
But I don't think she ends up staying in the house.
I hope not.
I think eventually, if it's going to be next week, that she's going to be eventually, because she's an emotional wreck. Let's be honest.
She is.
She's crying again through the entire show.
Her mascara. And I was like, is this real? Did they put some drops in her eyes? Like, that's what I was thinking. But yeah, she was crying.
But she also was on Dancing with the Stars and she won that.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I don't think she ends up being on this show because two shows.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that she's there.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to get through it. But I think it's still funny to watch these women fight over him. You're talking about 30 women that he makes out with. He literally puts his tongue in all these women's mouths.
I could not believe this being the first week, how many times he made out. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then people are just so aggressive. They don't even know him. They just start kissing. They act like they know him, I guess, because they saw him last season.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you imagine yourself with that person when you see them, and then you meet them.
Right.
But that's the funny thing when all these women are like, oh my gosh, and then they start crying because they're like, I didn't get to talk to him.
They start crying. I mean, I hate to say it, but I was laughing at some of these women. I couldn't believe they were crying.
They're fabulous.
Like, I didn't get any time with him. Yeah. I'm like,
they didn't get any time. Well, speaking about crying, because here she goes again.
What would you say if I asked you to come be part of the house?
I mean, maybe. Oh my gosh.
And here it comes.
I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, there is a lot.
She cries the crocodile tears again.
She does. And I just don't think that's fair to ask her to come into the house when you guys have this history.
Yeah. I think it's a storyline, girl.
It's a storyline.
Producers did it on purpose.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
So, yeah. Of course, this is going to be on now for the rest of our lives.
Yes, it is.
So get ready to watch this because that's what's happening.
I'm really into it, actually.
I know you are.
It's fun. So.
Also, I found out, too, I noticed like he had this huge scar on his forehead.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did that come from?
Right.
Well, he already spilled the tea, so I will spill this for you.
Yeah.
It actually happened while he was filming The Bachelor.
Oh.
And he is on a date, and one of the girls actually hits him in the head with their sunglasses when they're on, like, a golf cart.
Whoa.
So, and that's where he gets it. So, it's very sexy. Aren't scars sexy?
Scars are sexy.
Scars are sexy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll be back at it talking about, of course, The Bachelor, Mr. Peter.
That's right.
All right, let's move on to The Real Housewives of course, Jersey. These ladies are crazy. It all ends up, it starts, of course, with the hair pulling.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Where do we even begin? Okay, so they're in this nice store.
A very nice store.
Very nice. And you see everybody, the owner, I felt so bad. You see everybody looking like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
The way they're acting. But look, Margaret pours water. Danielle gets in her face. Margaret pours water over her head. So in return, Danielle yanks her ponytail.
Like, real assault.
Like, yes.
Like, this is assault to the max.
Yes.
And then she... These ladies can't be together. She leaves crying. I'm really shocked that Teresa does not defend Margaret.
It's
always Danielle.
Yeah.
And that even Margaret even cares to talk to Teresa again.
I agree. Like, Teresa just goes after Danielle.
Very true.
And doesn't say, like, what are you doing? Like, it's like she's okay with her behavior. It's very odd.
Right.
And Margaret, I mean, she had whiplash. She went to the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was in bed. The next day?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking about her being in bed, that's the first time I've seen her without makeup.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Right.
Completely different.
Well.
Makeup and lashes really do a thing for you, for sure.
Yes.
Also, Dolores talks with Teresa about Joe, and then the fact that, of course, Joe made her sign a prenup, and now Teresa's making the money, so of course she's got to bring it up, which that's her girl, Mandalore. So she's like, do you know if he's going to be getting any money from you? So that was talked about.
I liked how Dolores was talking to her, and then how she said the way he was talking to her when she went dress shopping was disrespectful.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Also, the crazy hotness of watching Melissa's Envy fashion show, because now the men are included. Frankie J. His body is so fine.
It is amazing. He is amazing.
He's amazing.
Seriously.
We love him.
Oh, yes, we do.
We love him very much.
You look great.
Much so.
So hot.
I think Joe is a little jealous of him.
I think so, too. And if I was him, I would be, too. I mean, that's competition. You know, you saw Melissa looking at him.
Of course she did.
Yes.
And then I love how, of course, then Teresa's daughter and then him are going to end up going out.
I love that.
Gigi.
So they look great together.
They look great together. I'm a little jelly after that.
Other
than that, there you have it. That is, of course, a reality check. More to come next week. It's just a fun time to bring these ladies together, because there's going to be a lot of crying on The Bachelor and a lot of assaulting on the Housewives of Jersey. There you have it.
So nasty and so